Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, over the weekend, the leasing agent for the gym asked, like, "Hey, Nathan, nice to meet you. Can you give me a little bit about yourself? You know, some info to draft the lease agreement. You know, have you owned a studio before?" And I'll admit, I did not. I took it personally. I was like, "Come on, agent! Like, your job is to draft an agreement. I sign it. You get a commission. Like, let's roll. Like, I will sign this lease transfer agreement and let's get this done." And I was like, "Okay, hang on, Tiger," talking to myself. "This is a sales job. My job is to sell people about me, to sell the vision, to believe in me, to back where I'm going and to be an advocate for it. And you just cannot take stuff personally." And I took it personally. I paused. I did not respond, but I realized, okay, what's she doing? She's trying to draft and how do I put myself in her shoes so I can see how she's right? I want to prove that she's right on something. Here we go. She, as a leasing agent, is trying to put a tenant in there. Good. For a commercial lease, though, if I can't pay, then that's her problem. She put in a bad tenant. Okay. She wants to make sure that I'm able to get approved by the landlord and that they're going to approve me and she doesn't just send trash leads to corporate. All right. She wants to make sure that I can make lease payments while the business runs. All right. She wants to make sure that the business I'm bringing in, that what I'm going to do is profitable. I'm not going to completely switch everything and start like a knitting business or like a water juggling business. Like, if someone wants to make me a shirt or like a bumper sticker for that, by the way, that'd be really cool. A water juggling business, like just little like balls of water, like an avatar or something. That sounds kind of fun. But I'm going to do something that's profitable, meaningful, and that I have a brain running the business. Okay. So can I be upset about that? That she's asking a basic thing about me and what I plan to do and before she even drafts the document? Well, no, that's ludicrous. That's me acting like an entitled little dude who is not willing to do the hard work of forwarding my business plan and my bio and my profile so that she knows a little bit about me. So I had to check myself and send that over. But just realizing this, just because the bank has approved me or the sellers like me or whatever, does not mean my job as a salesperson or as a motivator or a coach goes away. I'm going to have to be selling myself to my members, to my staff, to my landlord, to my vendors. I'm going to be creating relationships and building rapport for the multiple years that this is going to take to run a fitness studio, multiple fitness studios. People are going to quit. People are the program. People are going to quit working for me. People are going to want to drop me or leave me or abandon me. And my job is to sell them on why they should stick with me, work with me, partner with me on where we're going together, whether it be my wife, my employees, my instructors, my members, my vendors that I want to work with. My job is to sell them on me and to come along for the ride because we're better together than I am by myself. So that was my learning. So draft it all together, put it together. My checklist is now sitting over the docks at the bank, signing the franchise addendum, upgrading some business licenses. I met with one of the sellers today. We went through like 80 different rows in his Excel sheet on different vendors, services, and account logins that he uses. Even goofy stuff like Walgreens or Zoom, because Walgreens, you use it for photos, Zoom for, you know, different sessions and group trainings. All these little things I didn't even realize are a thing, are actually a thing. And so it's a little bit intimidating. It's kind of overwhelming, but I'm not alone. If I was a startup, yes, I am alone. That is scary. But I've got great managers and great employees that understand, and we're going to crush it together. So, little learning, one step at a time.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.